Need to attend the Sunday live service? Don't wait now. Stay tuned and get connected in the name of Jesus Christ. The Church Trinity of the Most High God welcomes you. Come for the living Word of God. Learn with us. Favor, grace, and prosperity. We preach the living Word of God that changes people's hearts. Please, come now and enjoy the Word.
Let God change your mind in the way to understand the concept of prosperity and your attitude toward divine favor and grace. Get ready now.
We preach the living Word of God that changes people's hearts. Follow our sermons that open the eyes of believers, the truth that breaks the yoke of slavery. Healing Serums.
Hello, you are following Healing Sermons with Pastor Daniel and Trinity of the Most High God. Stay connected.
You may be asking questions every day. What is favor? What is grace? What is prosperity?
People follow on YouTube, Waxen, Podbean app, Healing Sermons, Facebook, The Perfect Healer.
Healing Sermons are preached by Pastor Evangelist Daniel in South Africa, a deliverance minister with prophetic messages that change people's lives. Our sermons open the eyes of believers, the truth that breaks the yoke of people. Do you need to hear the living Word of God? Visit the Church Trinity of the Most High God. Your life will never be the same again.
The Church Trinity of the Most High God welcomes you now.
God, that will change my life. I thank you, Jehovah, for the Word of God that will change my life. I thank you, Jehovah, for the Word of God that will change my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, when I said, background sounds. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Pray where you are. I thank you, Jehovah, for the Word of God that will change my life. My brother and sister, pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Myself, I'm praying. Father, Lord, I thank you for the Word of God that will change my life. For the Word of God that will change my life. Thank you, Jehovah, for the Word of God that will deliver someone. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for the Word of God that will purify the heart of someone. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Word of today. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your healing power. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, my brother, my sister. Today is another day the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth has made to us. I bless my brother here, who is here the very first time. You are welcome in the house of God. And I also bless everyone who is following this service via Facebook, via YouTube, Twitter, and the radio Podbean. Shalom, 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 shalom. Today, my brother, my sister, the title of my message is Mary's Greeting to Elizabeth. Mary's Greeting to Elizabeth. To read, my brother, my sister, Luke chapter 1 from 39 to 45. Please, I want someone to read in English. Luke chapter 1 from 39 to 45. Mama Giselle, control the mic. The mic to read the Word of God. Luke chapter 1 from 39 to 45. As I was saying, the title of my message is the Mary's Greeting to Elizabeth. La salutation. We have Mary and Elizabeth. They are cousins. Elizabeth. They are not in the same place. They don't live in the same city. They don't live in the same town. Now, we understand here, Mary is a fiancée to Joseph. Elizabeth is the wife of Zechariah. I'm presenting here the message. the introduction. Please don't miss the beginning, the foundation. Elizabeth is the wife of Zechariah. Mary is the fiancée of Joseph. They are still fiancée and they are not yet married. So they are not supposed even to sleep together in the same bed. But Elizabeth is married to Zechariah for years and they don't have a baby. They don't have any child. So they are barren for years. They are already old. The husband is old. The wife is old. Both of them, they have lost hope. Now, what is good? They were faithful in the Lord. No matter the problem, no matter the situation, no matter the reality of things, Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, they were connected to God and serving God. That is the point number one you and I need to understand. Zechariah, he was a priest. He was a priest, and there was a day, a time, at the exact time Zechariah went to the temple. It was his time to go to the temple to serve the Lord, because they do it per turn. For instance, today is Pastor Daniel Waxon who's going to preach. Tomorrow it is Papa Jeremy who's going to preach. After tomorrow it is my brother going to preach, wherever. So that day, it was the day of Zechariah. So he went inside the temple. That is the first lesson you and I need to understand. No matter the situation, no matter the problem, just stick to your position. Stick to your promises. Stick to your engagement you have made to God. Zechariah did not say that I will not serve God anymore because things are not working, because life is tough. I don't have child. Since I've been serving God, my life is not working. So I'm not satisfied. I must stop now going to church. No. Zechariah continued to go to the temple. He entered the temple. He was there in the place of sacrifice. And in the temple, that is where he saw the angel. The angel of God visited Zechariah, Gabriel. Gabriel is the angel of the message. We saw it last month, the different types of angels. Here we see Gabriel is the prophet, is the angel that gives the message. So he came and to visit Zechariah in the temple. They were alone. He was there alone with the angel. May someone who is following this message, and you, my brother, my sister here, may you be visited by the angel of God at the right time, at the right place, and to give the answer to your situation in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Say amen. Connect, my brother, my sister, because this message is delivering everyone, including myself. Let me say this. We know one thing, that Zechariah was serving the Lord. And he was faithful to the Lord. He did not stop serving the Lord. May you not stop serving the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Say amen. Say, Father Lord, motivate me. No matter the situation, no matter the problem, motivate me. I want to continue to serve you. I want to continue to serve you. You pray like that in your heart. As you pray like that, Jehovah will motivate you. He will motivate you, because what's happening in this world is to discourage us. It's to discourage us. But you and I, we will not be discouraged, because the angel of the Lord is here to motivate us in Jesus' name. Amen. There is one thing we need to understand. When angel came to speak to Zechariah, the priest, in the temple, they were alone. No one was there. Meaning that the divine visitation, it is something personal. Divine visitation, it is something personal. You may be in the church, but God will visit one person. It is individual. When we are busy preaching here, the Holy Ghost may come and enter you. It is personal. If other people, they are not connected, but you are concentrated, you don't see the numbers. You see your personal involvement in things of God, your devotion. That is what will make the angel of God and to come and to visit you. The way you serve God, the way you consider God, the way you consider things of God, it is that same way God will come and to give answer to your problem. It depends on your position of faith. So that when the angel of God spoke to Zachariah, he told him that you will have a child, and it's a promised child that will deliver people and prepare the way to Jesus Christ, meaning that John the Baptist is that child. We are talking about John the Baptist. But Zachariah the priest did not believe because he saw his age. My brother, my sister, don't see age. You have been waiting for years. I remember there is a sister who testified, Sister Nora, isn't it? Sister Nora testified 2 weeks ago. She went to Nigeria. She went to Zimbabwe. Everywhere, there was no solution. No solution. It does not mean that those men of God, they are fake. No. It was not the right time of God. So you and I, we need always to be connected, because the time of God we may not know. Continue to serve God. Continue to be connected. The time of God, when it comes, everything will be easy. That sister, I did not touch her. She's in Limpopo. I just pray for her in the studio. She got delivered and she testified. But she spent millions to go everywhere. How can you understand it? All is about the time of God. So, since you and I, we don't know the time of God, we need to continue being connected with things of God until it will happen. That is the message number one. Don't see your age. Don't say that my age is now too much. I'm finished. Nothing else can happen. Let me change the way. Let me go and see fetish people. Let me go to see voodoo people because my age is gone. No, Zachariah was old, but the angel came to visit him. But because of the reality of things, Zachariah did not believe. The angel of God rebuked him. It will not happen to you. This will not happen to me. This will not happen to us. In Jesus' name, say amen. Mr. Zachariah. Now, we have seen here Zachariah, the priest, but there is Mary. Mary has a faith. The angel, the same angel, came to visit Mary. But by that time, Elizabeth was already pregnant. 6 months. 6 months pregnancy. 6 months. The same angel came to visit Mary, and then Mary believed. Mary did not doubt, but Mary asked the question, how this will happen? There is a difference between doubting and asking question for the details of the prophecy. Someone can ask a question for the details of the prophecy. It does not mean that the person is doubting. But Zachariah doubted. That is why God punished him. Mary did not doubt. But he asked a question. She asked a question for clarification. But then, Elizabeth, the wife of Zachariah, was pregnant of 6 months. Let us follow. By the time the angel of God came to visit Mary, When the angel went, Mary said, okay, now I have to go and meet Elizabeth. What does it mean? Number one, you and I, we need to learn to identify the bride. That is lesson number one. You and I, we need to learn to identify the bride. The bride can be your brother or your sister. The real bride, meaning that the one who loves God, the one who loves Jesus Christ. If you know this brother has the same faith with me, the same vision with me, follow that brother. Because your project will be successful. But if you have a vision and you are connected with the wrong people who have a different vision, pay attention. Your vision may be scattered. That is lesson number one. Mary did not go somewhere else, but Mary went to see Elizabeth because the angel said, Elizabeth is already pregnant, 6 months old. And you too, it's happening right now. Mary said, no, I have to go and meet Elizabeth. Where are you going with that revelation? Where are you going with the vision? That is the problem. Where are you going? My brother, my sister. This is very important to understand that our God is the God of divine visitation. When Jesus Christ comes to visit you, he gives you life. Whatever is dead receives life. That is why Elizabeth discovered that the womb was blessed when Mary came and to greet her. May you receive a divine visitation in the name of Jesus Christ. Say amen. Elizabeth said, when I receive the greeting of Mary, the baby in the womb lived, meaning that John the Baptist in the womb acknowledged Jesus Christ in the womb, because Jesus Christ was already in the womb. Because by then, the difference between Jesus Christ and John the Baptist, it is 6 months. That is the difference, 6 months. And in age, the difference is between 6 months. So Mary was pregnant already. And Elizabeth said, I am blessed to be greeted by the mother of my Lord. This is great. I am blessed to be greeted by the mother of my Lord. By then, who was the Lord? The angel was not there, only Mary. But she said, I am blessed to be greeted by the mother of my Lord. The mother of my Lord, meaning Mary, who is the mother of Jesus. So the revelation is that Elizabeth knew that in the womb, Jesus Christ was there, the Son of the Living God. The divine visitation makes everything that is dead to be alive. Divine visitation. Where you are, raise up your voice, my brother, my sister, and pray. Father Lord, visit me now and change my life. Visit me now and change my life. May you stand up, please. Visit me now and change my life. Visit me, Lord. Yesu Cristo, Yesu Cristo, Jesus Cristo, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus Cristo, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus Cristo, Jesus, 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 Jesus Cristo, Jesus. Pray, pray. Visite-moi, papa. Visite-moi, papa. Visite-moi, papa. Visite me, Jesus. Visite me, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May the Lord Jesus Christ visit someone here. May the Lord Jesus Christ visit someone here. May the Lord Jesus Christ visit someone here. May the Lord Jesus Christ visit someone here on YouTube, on Facebook, brother Dante. On YouTube, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Facebook, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Table. May the Lord Jesus Christ visit someone here. May the Lord Jesus Christ visit someone here. May the Lord Jesus Christ visit someone here. Christian of Nazareth. Begin to receive. Be Elizabeth. Be Elizabeth. Begin to receive. Begin to receive. Be Elizabeth. Begin to receive. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Receive. Receive. Receive the blessing. Financial blessing. Financial blessing. Breakthrough. Healing. Healing. Job, career. Business opportunity, marriage, 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 the anointing of God, the anointing of God, the gift of God, the gift of God, the gift of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Divine visitation, divine visitation, divine visitation, receive in the name of Jesus Christ. La visitation divine, reçois au nom de Jésus. Pray my father, my father. Visit my marriage. Visit my marriage. Visit my marriage, pray. 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 Visit my marriage. Visit my marriage. Visit my marriage. My business, my ministry, my career. Visit my ministry. Visit my ministry. Pray. Visit my ministry. Myself, I am praying. My father, visit my ministry. Visit my job, my destiny. Visit Lord Jesus Christ. Mary visited Elizabeth. Elizabeth was blessed. Elizabeth was blessed. Whatever is dead in me, let it receive your visitation. Give it life. Whatever is dead in me, let it receive your visitation. Give it life. Whatever is dead in me, let it receive your visitation. Give it life. Whatever is dead in me, whatever is dead in me, let it receive your visitation. Give it life. Say thank you, Jesus Christ. Say thank you, Jesus Christ. May you have a seat. Applaud, applaud for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. 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 In the name of Jesus. May you have a seat, please. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for everything. My brother, my sister, there is one thing you need to learn in conclusion. The divine visitation or the greeting of the saint. A brother or a sister who is a saint, a man of God who is a saint, when he comes and to greet you, receive it. Honor the greeting of the saint. And always desire the greeting of the saint. Always desire the greeting of the saint. Desire it. And when you receive the greeting of the saint, honor it. Number two, honor it. Because the way you honor it is the same way that greeting will honor you. Number three, carry the greeting of the saint. The greeting of the saint is not what you think, I give you my five. No, the greeting of the saint is the blessing. It's the blessing. The blessing that you receive. The word that comes from the mouth of the saint, that is a blessing. Desire it. Honor it. Carry it. Because by the time you carry it, it's going to produce fruit. The greeting of the saint, we need to desire. Each time when you receive the greeting of the saint, honor it. Many times, even when you say amen, other people are going to say amen. But other people, amen. Other people, they are just saying it because they say amen. It's not coming from the heart. Meaning that you have not desire the greeting of the saint. Or the greeting of the saint has come, but you have not honored it. It is important to honor the greeting of the saint. Very important. The greeting of the saint may be a word of a prophecy, a declaration for your life, for your destiny, a declaration for your career, for your job, for your marriage project, whatever. That declaration is like a greeting of Mary. Because Mary greeted Elizabeth. When Mary greeted Elizabeth, Elizabeth received it. She honored it. And she felt something changed in her womb. The baby moved at the same time. Meaning that divine connection. Something has happened. Why? Because she has received it. But you and I, a man of God may pray for you. What is your reaction? Are you accepting? Are you receiving? Even though you have received the blessing, did you honor it? Because to honor the blessing depends on the way you behave at home in the private. Because you have to carry that blessing. To honor the blessing of the Lord, of the saint, meaning that your attitude must change to be in harmony with the blessing that you have received. That is the lesson you need to understand. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost. Acclamons pour le Seigneur Jésus Christ. Yes, we thank God, we thank God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your cooperation. I can see there is no one on the screen. We said that every Sunday we will be praying for brothers and sisters. Those who can't come to church, they have sister problem. We say that the mayor entered the studio, the screen, and we're going to pray, the church will pray for them. So every Sunday we are sending the link to enter the studio. Please send it to my brother, you are following the service. If you don't know the link, contact us and we're going to send you the link. If you click on that link, you enter the studio. Now we can see you on the screen, then we will pray for you. Okay? Every Sunday, you are in America, in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, even in South Africa, far from this place, Jamestown. We can still pray for you. Distance is not a barrier. I pray for many people from different parts of the world. They get delivered. For you to know it, go on YouTube, okay, and type prophetic orientation. Prophetic orientation. Just tap it on YouTube. Search it. Prophetic orientation. Online prophetic orientation. Online prophetic orientation. Or prophetic orientation. Search it on YouTube. You're going to see Pastor Daniel Waxon, who is speaking to you, giving prophecy to brothers and sisters from different parts of the world. America, Asia, India, Africa. So, people that get delivered there. And they testify. You're going to see everything there. See, the same apply. Now, we are extending this grace for every Sunday service. Okay? So, if you are in America, in London, and you need the church to pray for you, what you need to do is to look for the link. We give you the link. You click on the link. You enter the studio. The media team is going to click accept. You're going to see you on the screen. Now, we're going to pray for you. We were expecting a brother from Malaysia, but I can see they are not on the screen. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless us to have a big screen to put it somewhere. Maybe there, a screen. That is where, Mama Giselle, we need a TV so that you can see what's happening there. The Lord will provide. And then you, the partner, remember, we need a TV screen. Okay? Yes. If you have something, don't hesitate to contribute.
Need to attend the Sunday live service? Don't wait now. Stay tuned and get connected in the name of Jesus Christ. The Church Trinity of the Most High God welcomes you. Come for the living Word of God. Learn with us. Favor, grace, and prosperity. We preach the living Word of God that changes people's hearts. Please, come now and enjoy the Word.
Let God change your mind in the way to understand the concept of prosperity and your attitude toward divine favor and grace. Get ready now.
We preach the living Word of God that changes people's hearts. Follow our sermons that open the eyes of believers, the truth that breaks the yoke of slavery. Healing Serums.
Hello, we are following Healing Sermons with Pastor Daniel and Trinity of the Most High God. Stay connected.
You may be asking questions every day. What is favor? What is grace? What is prosperity?
People follow on YouTube, Waxon, Podbean app, Healing Sermons, Facebook, The Perfect Healer.
Healing Sermons are preached by Pastor Evangelist Daniel in South Africa, a deliverance minister with prophetic messages that change people's lives. Our sermons open the eyes of believers, the truth that breaks the yoke of people. Do you need to hear the living Word of God? Visit the Church Trinity of the Most High God. Your life will never be the same again.
The Church Trinity of the Most High God welcomes you now.